Community Quick Hits!
Brought to you by
Frankel and Frankel and Mark Spain Real Estate.
Wow, listen to that. It's Jay King.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What up?
Dave.
Hello. And we are joined by
Dave.
A special guest who is soon going to regret putting this headset on.
Oh, no.
It
hey,
is
guys.
The Jubinator.
Hey, Hardline. I just came out to see you guys do your show.
Well, so George, you are here because the Time Wasters are beginning to assemble for rehearsal.
Oh, yeah.
We are at Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm, ticket stock 2026 pre.
Pre.
We finally got it sorted out.
Nailed it.
Yeah. I screwed up some things earlier, so I'm trying to make
no
good,
way.
George. Hey, well.
Hey.
Like, I mean well.
I heard you convinced, and I would have got the lead guy in the... what's the gangster movie?
Goodfellas?
Oh, yeah.
Godfather.
Godfather. I would have screwed that up, too.
Yeah, I got the name wrong.
I think that movie's a little overrated.
No,
but
you
But I'm
stop
not going to say it in
it.
The wake of
Robert
Mr. Duvall's
yeah.
death.
Yeah.
I'll be on my best behavior.
Hey, can I ask the question?
Yeah.
Does the tape exist?
Which one?
The fart tape.
No. Unless our buddy Alvin from college has it. No.
How do you well, not so have it? Why have you not reached out to him?
We have, and he said it melted in his car. So he had the last known...
That sucks.
I know.
This isn't a cover-up?
What an...
No.
What an 80s thing, too, that it melted in his car.
Like, I left it on the dashboard. I don't know what happened.
10 years. And Alvin, or we called him Alvin. His name was Howard, but he looked like Alvin Franklin, so we called him Alvin.
Huh.
Yeah, I know. He loved it, though. He loved being called Alvin. And on his birthday, we brought him his own copy of that tape. And we were the only white guys there. And it was just crowded. I mean...
We're speaking of the infamous fart tape in college.
Yes.
North Texas, fart tape.
So here's Alvin's birthday party. There's 100 people there. Mixed company. 50 girls, 50 guys. The two white guys show up with a very special birthday gift. We give it to Alvin. He almost cried because he's like, oh, my God, my own copy of it? And he put it in. And every guy in the room was bent over laughing, cry laughing. All the girls were like, ew, that is so gross. Turn that off.
Right. Did you say, you know, on average, you fart 39 times, too, a day? Just want to let you know that.
Are y'all going to buy the underwear that measures it?
I've got other underwear that I got my eye on.
Well, you can put the sensor into your Tinkle underwear. Your
Interesting.
Oh, really? Tinkle you don't pants. Have to have the actual...
Yeah,
the
I mean,
underwear. I thought it was the whole kid and caboodle.
Aren't you going to look like an Avenger, too? Like a cod piece that Iron Man wears or something with all that stuff?
You don't wear it outside your pants.
I don't know. I'm not in the game.
And I think where you would rack up points is when you went to bed.
Yeah, because you don't know
you
what happens.
You're hitting three-pointers and you don't even know it at
right.
2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I just found out we lost Alvin Franklin. Do you know that?
No.
I didn't know he was gone. The great point guard for the University of Houston in Phi Slamma Jamma
played
days.
As a freshman.
February 1st, 2025. Died at 62.
Oh, my gosh.
We didn't even have him in trifecta.
Should have.
He's a hero of my ute.
In.
Great bald head, too, from back in the day. All right, Dave, go ahead.
Bring the room down. So the... I just find it hard to believe... The principal lead singer of the fart tape didn't keep a copy for himself.
Dumb.
We started distancing from it as we got older and started having kids. Like, okay, that
but
was
now you're ready to re-embrace.
Right.
Sorry, Dave.
We're oh, no worries.
Your time.
So we have a heated primary race in San Antonio for the U.S. representative seat. So this is the Republican primary, and your incumbent is a guy named Tony Gonzalez. And he is under attack.
All-time leader.
Hall of Famer,
right?
Yeah.
And he is under attack by his opponent, Brandon Herrera. And so Brandon Herrera is saying...
Pralines.
...that Tony Gonzalez
That's
needs...
That's so racist, and yet you can get away with it because, I married one.
No, Herrera's was known place. For its pralines.
Whatever.
How is it racist to love Herrera's?
Nothing.
They say, Herrera says Gonzalez needs to step aside because He had an affair with a staffer.
Oh, my God. I know this story.
Okay, hold on.
I will. Holy cow.
Oh,
so Gonzalez has denied or declined to answer questions about the affair. He previously dismissed the allegations as untrue. And he said that it's shameful that Brandon Herrera is using a disgruntled former staffer to smear the memory of Regina Santos Aviles to score points and conveniently push this out as early voting has started. So Regina Santos Aviles,
all right, hang on,
was a assistant to Tony Gonzalez.
Yes, so they supposedly had the affair. Okay. There's text messages that she sent out to friends to prove it.
Holy crap, baby.
She has passed on.
Oh.
She passed on.
Yes.
I'm going to give you guys
now we're gonna bring it down.
50 guesses on how she took her own life.
Well, you didn't even need to say she took her own life. You said she passed on.
Well,
50 guesses on how she passed on. Now you gave away.
No, they're not going to guess this.
Okay.
You can't.
She hung herself?
No. Nope. Don't you can't think standard. Obviously, it's nothing that you could.
Tried to bake herself in an oven?
No.
She put herself on top of a catapult and then cut the rope.
Solid guess.
She stuck her head in a shark tank.
No way.
She went to SeaWorld and jumped in an orca's mouth.
Bye, guys.
No, I'm just kidding. She didn't do that. No, so
don't even joke about SeaWorld suicides.
I've wanted to end it all there before.
So there,
8 hours of the sun.
Heat.
Oh God!
So there's another staffer that told the San Antonio Express News that he wasn't paid by anyone to come forward. He's just coming forward because he thinks that Tony Gonzalez needs to admit wrongdoing, but that he has text messages from Regina Santos Aviles, in which she said, quote, "I had an affair with our boss." And then she could not live with herself. And in her Uvalde home, she lit herself on fire.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Self-immolation.
The worst way to...
I'd take
the sharks over that.
And there was all this suspicion that it was foul play. But there's video from inside or outside the home of her dumping gasoline on herself and lighting the match and, like Dracarys.
Yeah. And
she did not have a dragon.
Gonzalez is a Navy veteran. He has been the representative for San Antonio since 2021. He's married with 6 kids.
Whoa.
That's a lot of sex.
So. Well, okay. But how does he feel about stomping out terrorism, closing down the border?
Well, that's what he said.
I mean, that's what I care about.
He said, I'm not going to engage in these personal smears and instead will remain focused on helping President Trump secure the border and improve the lives of all Texans.
Okay, I was
there
right.
You go.
Yeah.
So
get that border secure.
You got to stick the landing.
Yeah.
When you're.
Don't worry about me partially killing a woman. The border.
Yeah. When your mistress lights herself on fire.
And also, bud.
You just got to go to the border.
Dude's trying to use our bathrooms.
Yeah,
we don't want guys trying to play girls.
The temperature has been turned down on that burner.
Well,
right
we're waiting
for the right time to turn it.
Wait till the next. We're close, but it's going to be just like we saw. Was it Ted Cruz that had the photo of Shaq in a dress playing against 8th grade girls?
That sounds
like this is what's going to happen.
Another triple double.
Boom.
Boban in a sundress.
Like seriously, it was like an 8-foot girl
in a muumuu.
Like this is going to happen to you.
Unless you lock it down.
All right, here's another salacious story with an Olympic tie.
God, but we won like 4 state championships. It's kind of kick ass.
Flags fly forever.
So we talked about Amber Glenn, the skater from North Texas, from Plano,
yes,
who is representing the United States in the Olympics. Yes. She's had a mixed bag of results. She's still doing her best over there. But her former coach, a guy named Ben Schrotz, he is in police custody. Mm-mm. He has been arrested by Allen police on child sex crime charges.
Oh, boy. boy. Okay, that's that guy. All
He's 47 years old. He was taken into custody on the 17th at his home. And so I guess 2 days ago. He faces counts of indecency with a child and sexual assault. So 2 days before that, allegations surfaced that he engaged in inappropriate relationships with two skaters he coached, and one of those allegedly began while the athlete was still under the age of 18.
Well. Yeah, that is the classic Hannibal Lecter, we covet what we see.
Yeah, I mean, when you have that kind of coach-athlete relationship, it's a one-on-one thing.
Yeah.
And you become very close, and there can, I guess, be emotional ties, but he likes to turn up the heat a little bit.
Yeah. So what's going to happen? What are we doing here?
Well, they're investigating.
How old is he, do we know?
He is 47.
Okay.
He remains in custody in the Collin County Detention Center, $100,000 bond. And so Allen police are investigating, and the Dallas Figure Skating Club issued a statement distancing. They say that we do not hire, employ, or supervise coaches. All coaches who provide private lessons do so as independent coaches. So not our problem.
Yeah.
Not our problem.
And he was the Olympians coach?
Yeah, way back when, like 10 years ago, I think. Ugh. But yeah, Amber Glenn's former coach. Mm. So.
Did she win a medal? I know
she won the team. She's
team
gold.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But she struggled in the individual events.
Hey, did the quad god win a medal? Because all I've read about is his failure.
I thought that was you.
Yeah. Could he fit in duct tape pants?
No, the quad god couldn't. Neither could the...
It has nothing to do with his quads. It's a quadruple axle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like speed skate, like Eric Heiden, like the quad god.
No.
No.
He's a wafy, gorgeous little boy.
Jeez, Dave. Right after the story.
Jeez.
Our new coach, David Lane.
Show me that quad again.
He does have a lot of makeup, like when you see the commercials and stuff.
Yeah.
He likes to wear the makeup.
I think both of his parents were skaters as well.
Yeah.
And he's bitter because he was one of the last cuts for Beijing. And he's like, if I could have gone to Beijing, I would have had that experience and I would have crushed it in Milan.
No doubt in my mind.
No doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good enough.
We won state.
Yeah, we would have won state indeed. Yep.